Welcome to Hypnosis Etc. Live with Meredith Locker and our special guest, Maureen Banyan. Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, Meredith. Doing great.
Wonderful. Well, we are doing a second podcast today with Maureen Banyan. It's a very, very special guest. Very excited about this. Covering all kinds of information. We've been having requests to cover information about how to answer the phone, how to answer kind of those special client questions that we tend to get. And now this podcast, we're going to get into some policy issues and some scheduling issues and things like that. Kind of the nitty-gritty you need to know to manage your business. But first, before I introduce Maureen a little bit further, I want to make a few little announcements. So if you are watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, please go there now, because anything we talk about is going to be listed right down there. Any email addresses, anything at all, right down there. And so you're definitely going to get all the information you need if you go there. Also, great for you to check out Hypnosis. It's actually hypnosis.org, and that's got all kinds of information that hypnotists and hypnotherapists need to run their practices efficiently. And the other place to go if you're interested in training is hypnosiscenter.com. And email addresses, if you want to send us feedback, comments, questions for future shows, mine is meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. That's meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, which will be right down there at Cal Banyan. And you can also email calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com. And so those are our email addresses. The other place we love to have you post information is on ourhypnospace.com. And we are just so excited about our Hypnospace. It is the network marketing central place for hypnotists and hypnotherapists to go and to talk on groups and to get involved in activities. And we're just really excited about it. We're getting to be, you know, quite large in our membership. And so if you're not already on there, do join it and check out all of the groups that are available for you, all of the information. But there is an Ask Cal group and you can post questions on there. And so that's one of the first places that I go when I look for the questions we're going to use on our podcast. And today we're also doing live streaming, and so hopefully you've joined us, but if you haven't, be sure to look out for those announcements next time about the time, the day, and all of that. And the way you do that is you go on to ourhypnospace.com and you go into the chat, and we're doing this live, and so you can hear us and see us and post questions and comments right there and interact with us real time. It's a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun last month, and we're having even more this month, and we're just going to keep having more fun with this live streaming. Cal is amazing with all this technology. Leave it up to him, right? And so today we have Maureen Banyan, and I don't know if all of you guys know Maureen, but she is just this amazing woman, and she is the strong woman behind Cal Banyan, and she has so much experience to offer all of us. She is a certified hypnotherapist. She is an experienced manager and executive, having run a company of over 2,500 employees in the past. She's currently the general manager and director of admissions at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. It's the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Service. This is a California State Registered School of Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, and she has trained receptionists and other staff at their center to book appointments and to fill the books for as many as 6 hypnotherapists at a time. So she really knows how to streamline, really knows how to get the questions answered, and how to set up policy so that we can be the most effective that we can be. So welcome, Maureen. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you, Meredith. Thanks for such a wonderful introduction, as always. You know, for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, I want to take this opportunity to also introduce Meredith to you and let you know a little bit about her. Meredith is a real hypnosis 1%er and also a 5-pather and 7-path teacher. She has a master's degree in psychology, and she was a psychotherapist before coming to the profession of hypnosis. Cal has supervised her work, and, you know, he says she is just excellent. So if you're in the LA area, she would be the one you should consider first. Go to her website, yourpathhypnosis.com, to find out more about her and to contact her. Again, it's yourpathhypnosis.com. Okay, Meredith, let's take it away.
Wonderful. So once you've answered all those fabulous client questions and you have gotten them prepared to book, now we have to schedule them. And scheduling is such a big issue. I mean, there are so many different aspects to it. And so why don't you go ahead and take it away and talk a little bit about what you've learned over the years in how to best schedule clients.
Okay, well, thank you. I think, you know, for people that are new in this business, most of the people that I consult, you know, that consult me or ask me for suggestions, I usually find out first if they have a receptionist. Do you have someone that's going to be helping you? And the other thing you need to decide is how many days a week do you want to see clients? If you want to see clients on Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, then kind of be firm about that. Figure out the hours you want to see clients. And typically, you know, hypnosis session, we usually schedule about, you know, we block off an hour and a half slot per client. But if you don't have a receptionist, you're working alone, I suggest a two-hour slot for each client so that when you're done with the session, you have at least a half an hour or maybe 20 minutes to regroup before you, you know, take in the next client. Now, one word of caution, you know, and I've seen this over and over again because I have people that come to me and they say, you know, we block off these time slots or, you know, we have 3 days a week that I want to see people, but then I end up seeing people on Saturday and Sundays on my days off. And this is when you have to be a little bit more disciplined because I tell you what, if you're not disciplined, you're just going to end up being frazzled. You know, if you decide to see clients 3 or 4 days a week and you end up seeing them 7 days a week, you don't have time to take care of you, time for yourself, or time to do your books. So it's really important that you take care of you, okay? And also, if you decide, you know, during a workday you want to start seeing clients at 9 o'clock and basically 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, take maybe a half an hour or 1 hour lunch break and then resume at 1 o'clock, 11 to 1, and then the next client would be then at 2, then you go from 2 to 4, and then maybe 4 to 6. Now, if you have someone that calls you and say, you know, I can't make it a 9, but how about 10? And I tell you what, if you accommodate that client at 10 o'clock, you've basically, you know, you lost the 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock slot. So basically, you've given up your 2 slots for 1 appointment. So you have to be very careful about that if you want to start accommodating clients like that. If you want to start doing that, then your schedule is going to really get all messed up. So you want to be really careful and stick to your time. Now, if you don't have appointments, you know, it's a last minute thing, sure, why not? It's better that 1 appointment than none. So, you know, just, you know, keep in mind that that's what you have to stick with. Does that help?
That helps a lot. And actually what I do, because I find that, you know, sometimes I will get a little bit behind, is I'll schedule myself at, you know, 2-hour blocks, and then periodically I may give myself an extra little cushion of time, whether it's like 15 minutes or a half an hour, just in case I want to, get caught up because I've gotten a little bit behind. Maybe I need to have a snack. Maybe I want to do a little bit of meditation to regroup before my next client. You know, maybe I even need to return some client calls because I answer and all of my own phones, and so, you know, I need to be able to have time to respond to clients sometimes in between if I have a really long day scheduled. Do you do that as well ever, Maureen?
Yes. Well, you know, not really, because, you know, we have when we have therapists on staff, then basically we do all the scheduling and we do all the extra calling back or anything. Therapists really don't have to do any of that. So they don't need to have the extra padding of time. So it works a little bit differently. But, you know, the majority of hypnotherapists that's out there are usually people who are working alone. So they'll probably, you know, will do what, you know, you do. Your ideas are very helpful for them.
Yes. Well, I tell you, Maureen, I sure miss you answering my calls. So will you share a little bit about how you structure the cancellation policy and how you let the clients know, that kind of thing?
Okay. Well, one of the other things, too, is that, you know, when somebody says, okay, I would like to come in, you know, you want to schedule appointments, one of the things that you also want to do is give them a couple of choices of time slots. You never want to tell them I'm wide open, because that sends a very bad signal that you're not busy at all or successful. And the other thing is you just give them a couple of time slots. Say, you know, but you can start off by asking what's good for you, mornings or afternoons, any particular day better than the others. I have Monday, Wednesdays, you know, and Friday mornings if you're available. And then give them, say, I have 9 o'clock on Monday or I have Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Because, you know, people are funny. When you give them too many choices, options, they get overwhelmed and they cannot make up their mind. And, you know, you don't want them to say, well, let me think about it and get back to you. You never want to do that. If you've got a person that is ready to book an appointment with you, then you want to make sure you accommodate and you figure it out with them on the phone. Get them booked. That's the most important thing. Then the next thing, once they book the appointments, I tell them about our appointment policy. We have a cancellation policy that if they need to reschedule or cancel it, you know, they need to give us 2 working days notice. And the reason we use working days rather than hours, I know most places use 24 hours or 48 hours. You know, what happens if you have an appointment on a Monday and they cancel on a Sunday night or a Saturday? It doesn't give you time to reschedule anyone that might be on the waiting list. So the 2 working days just gives you enough time to fill that slot. Because remember, you're in business for yourself. You have to fix overheads. So any missed appointments that you have during the day cost you, you know, because you still have to pay the same amount for your fixed overheads. It doesn't mean that if you have 2 appointments don't show up, you pay less for your electricity or your rent, because it just works that way. So it's really important that you stress that whatever your policy is, you let them know. And then in order to prevent no-shows or last-minute cancellations, we ask for a credit card to have on file to guarantee that appointment. And that has helped. Ever since we implemented this policy, we have very, very few no-shows, you know, less than 1%.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much for remembering to mention, you know, all of that, but remembering to mention about the specific slots. I think it's so important that, you know, especially a new hypnotherapist, if you're not booked up yet, that you don't discourage confidence in your services by saying, oh, yeah, Wednesday, I'm free and clear, totally open. Take your pick.
That's right.
We would never be very pleased going to a doctor or a lawyer or a psychotherapist or a hypnotherapist if they said, oh yeah, sure, my whole week is open. You know, if you give them specific time slots, they don't have to work too hard to sort it out, and you look like you're busier maybe even than you are. And I think because we are in the business of confidence, that is extremely important to instill that confidence in your clients. And it's very professional as well.
That's very correct.
Yes. Now, as far as the cancellation policy, I also have a 48-hour, a 2-day cancellation policy. I agree completely with your reasoning behind that. And so I tend not to have a challenge with that. And because I'm really clear about it, my clients do understand when they break it. I mean, they'll cancel one day ahead of time and go, I know that I'm, you know, within the cancellation policy and I'm going to have to pay for this session, and that's okay. Now, of course, I will make exceptions on a case-by-case basis if it's a real emergency. You know, for instance, if the client I'm working with is a woman who's a mother and her child, you know, is very sick, you know, I'm probably going to make an exception in that case. But if it tends to become a pattern, then I'm, you know, not going to keep doing it. I'm only going to do it once, you know.
That's exactly right. You know, and you know, if we think about, you know, the policy, one of the reasons for having such a policy is also we want the client to show up and finish their sessions, not because we want to charge them for the session, because we know that if the clients complete the process in a timely manner, they're going to benefit much more, and the issues are going to get resolved faster, and you're going to have a happy client. And so, you know, from time to time, we do waive some of those charges, you know, especially for emergency, because things do happen. But it becomes a habit after 1 or 2 times, then we tell them, look, we've waived your, you know, your fee once or twice now, and the next time if you don't show, we're going to charge you. And so basically, you know, when you have a policy like that, it also says to people that you're a professional. and you expect to be respected also. If they can't respect your professionalism or your policies, then maybe you don't need to see them. And so, you know, people are really, really good with that. And, you know, I'm just constantly, you know, amazed and just impressed with how people are. If you are firm about your policies and you follow through with it, they will always respect it.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Now, after you've booked the appointment, do you follow up in any way, shape, or form to give them additional information?
Yes, we do. Usually what we do is we send a confirmation letter with a brochure, maybe with a map of our place and also the appointment card. And in our confirmation letter, we also restate the appointment policy about the cancellation and rescheduling again as a reminder, because you don't want people to say, well, you never told me that. And if they don't show and you charge them for the session, you know, this way it prevents any kind of dispute about it. And, you know, for those of you who, you know, don't have staff to help you do that, an email is fine, too. You can certainly, you know, prepare an email to confirm the appointments with your appointment policy and everything on that, because nowadays that's what everybody does. So when you work by yourself, that's the most efficient way, and that's great.
Yes, yeah, I send an email out. I get their email address, and then that makes it really easy for me as a hypnotherapist who answers my own, you know, client questions via phone or email. It makes it very easy for me to then set up the communication via email, and that way, you know, I don't have to worry about playing phone tag if they have questions for me before or between sessions. They tend to kind of get in the habit after receiving that first confirmation email of corresponding with me via email, and then I can go ahead and answer those emails easily when I am in between clients or once I get home. Even if it's, you know, too late to call, I can answer their email. It makes it very effective.
Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, we also have a practice of calling and, you know, reminder calls the day before their appointments to remind them of their appointment.
Yes, me too. And what I do is I kind of try to find out what works best for you. Is it good for me to call you, to text you? Because I'll actually work with text. I know you don't at the center, but I do. And because the phone that I work with, the phone number that clients call is actually a cell phone, so that I'm mobile like that. And so I can text my clients and then also email. So I ask, you know, how would you prefer for me to confirm your appointments? And they let me know. And I also get a sense of what how clients are most responsive. And so if I find that I've left a message and they say, oh, I didn't get that message, or if I find that I've sent an email and they take days to check the email, then I can kind of get a better sense for how to communicate with which clients more effectively.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't even think about texting.
And I guess,
you know, and I think texting is the new, you know, the new way of communication for a lot of people. I think people seem to be more responsive with a text message than an email because they don't have time. Or if they're at work and it's a personal email, they usually don't check the emails at work either. So, you know, I think it would be a great idea to ask, you know, what's your choice of communication, by text messaging or emails?
Yes. And along those lines, for confidentiality, since you do mail things out to clients, do you ask them in that first call when you're booking, is it okay if I send you something in the mail?
Yeah, usually what I do is I ask them, I'll tell them that I'll be sending you a confirmation letter. Is it okay if I mail it to the address you gave me? And, you know, every once in a while you'll have someone, I do not want any mailing at all. They don't want their husbands or their wives to know anything about it. And that's fine. So we will respect that.
Beautiful. Well, you know what, Maureen? We are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. I know this is valuable information for so many people out there. You are the expert in this field. I've learned so much from you, and I'm sure I will continue to do so. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I certainly enjoyed that, and hopefully we'll visit again.
Yes, we will. This is Meredith Locker with Hypnosis Etc. Next episode, Cal will be back. I hope he hasn't run away to Cuba for cigars already. And he should be back with us, and we'll have a lot more to share with you, getting into all kinds of different questions next episode. Thank you so much, Meredith Locker, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.